No, I think that was...
Coral, okay. Did you run him out of town, Coral?
Yeah, what's up?
I ran him to you.
Yeah, what's good?
How did you feel about how everything went down with the Suns over the summer, or over the offseason?
Oh, you know, I was going to get traded to Toronto, and obviously everybody knows that I got hurt in March. So it was unsuccessful, this trade to a better situation.
Did you figure all along the offseason that they weren't going to have you back, or did you want to be back?
No, I was just trying to get my knee back.
That's it.
And my knee got back, and I'm very happy right now. So I'm just trying to win championship, and I try to help my team win more games.
The trade didn't work out with Toronto. Were you pretty sure that you were going to try to move on after that?
I always look positive. I told you, since I got here, I look forward. I don't look back. I look what I got next in my next step in my life. So the next step was to come to Boston. Try to win the championship.
Just in terms of, you know, moving on from Phoenix, were you looking to leave Phoenix after they tried to trade you on?
I mean, I talked to my agent. My agent made the right decision, so I got to give him credit. He's been my candidate, so I got to give him credit. So we want to step in my career way. You know, I think that, you know, the best way for me was to make the right decision. So we made it, and I was very happy to be a success.
By right decision, you mean asking Phoenix to let you go?
Well, I wasn't fit in the system, and I think that the best move for me was to... I played better in the championship team, so I made the right decision.
Why do you think you didn't fit in Phoenix?
I have no idea, but I enjoy myself playing with Steve Nash. That was always a dream for me, to be around Steve Nash and get the feeling. And that's the only one memory that I got.
Do you keep in touch with some of your old Phoenix teammates?
No, I changed my phone because, you know, I'm a Boston now. So, you know, I got to get the zip code. So, I don't know. 28. Celtics. That's right. You don't know the zip code.
I know the zip code. I live
in 617. So that's it. You know, I'm very happy. So I look to be happy. That's it.
When you went back, after the trade fell through, and you went back to Phoenix to get tested and everything there, what was that like to go to Phoenix and not report to the team? And they were having training camp at the time.
I mean, I was just trying to get my knee right. So all I know is that doctor told me, my knee was fine. And the other day when I got here, like a week before training camp, after training camp, he told me, yeah, I knew about your knee. So that means how to deal with the players. So I didn't really like that. But, you know, I move on and finally got in a better situation. So I don't even know why he has his license. If you're going to tell me that I know that your knee was messed up and I didn't tell you anything, that would make no sense to me.
Toward the end of the season when it was bothering you?
Yeah. I mean, I could not play because my knee was bothering me so much that I feel something real bad. It was like a piece of 25 cents, which is huge. And I would not, if he would tell me honestly that, you know, my knee needed surgery, I would have done it and I will be on time. But, you know, sometimes doctor has to make decision for the team. So he has to make a decision for the team. And I think it wasn't the right one. So I have to move on. And right now, my family happy. I'm happy. My agent happy. Hopefully the Celtics happy too. And that's it. You know, just try to live life. Try to move on and I can't look back.
So the national team doctor was the one that told you needed the surgery?
Yeah. I gotta get ready for the camp.
All right.
I love you.